One of the questions is one that's often posed sometimes about Republicans who are knocking, for example, climate science, which is, these are your views. Where do you come down on who you get your cues from on medicine or science? Because, as you know, in a related issue, there was this question on vaccinations. You just mentioned the well-being of children and pesticides. You had cast skepticism on vaccinations. I wonder if you could better explain to us where you come down on that, given the science and the concern that vaccinations do work. And people need them to keep these communities safe.
Well, once again, I think it's an overstatement to say that I cast skepticism on vaccinations. On the issue of vaccinations, I'm pro-vaccination, I'm pro-medicine, I'm pro-science. On all of these issues, what I'm bringing up that I think is very legitimate and should not be derided and should not be marginalized, particularly in a free society, is questions about the role of predatory big pharma.
I'm going to jump in and then let you respond, obviously, but just so my viewers are keeping up with us, I'll read a little bit of what you said since you're talking about the depiction, and then I'll hand it back to you. The quote here was, It's different. It's no different than the abortion debate. The U.S. government doesn't tell a citizen in my book what they have to do with their body or their child. Vaccine mandates were, in your view at the time, quote, draconian and Orwellian. I hand it back to you.
Well, the issue of draconian and Orwellian, this is the issue. When I was a child, we took far fewer vaccines. And there was much less bungling. And there was much less chronic illness. I don't know why. You know, this is not a topic that I have consciously chosen to. This is not some big topic for me. But I have to tell you,
but it should not be derided. But do you think vaccinations are contributing to things being worse now? Is that what you're suggesting?
No. What I'm saying is that in 1986, there was this vaccine protection law. There was, and there have been $4 billion in vaccine compensation payments that have been made. And there was much less chronic. There was something like 12% chronic illness among our children previous to that law, and there's 54% now. I don't see why in a free society, you know, what is going on here? When you look at the fact that big pharmaceutical companies lobby Congress to the tune of $284 million last year alone, as opposed to oil and gas, which has lobbied Congress to the tune of $125 million last year, when you look at all the money that is spent by pharmaceutical companies, even on our news channels, when you look at the fact that there are two pharmaceutical lobbyists for every member of Congress, and even when you look at the tens and even hundreds of thousands of dollars that have been paid into the coffers of even presidential candidates, why are we so okay with the complete shutdown of any conversation about this topic?